Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't get the shot. A lot of the people that I talk to feel the same way, that they get the shot and get sick anyway. So we're big boys and we're going to just deal with it. Into the harness and forward pull. Among the interesting birthdays today, Salmon P. Chase. He was from Ohio. Started out as a Whig. He was a contemporary of Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln appointed him to the U.S. Supreme Court as Chief Justice. Chase had an interesting background. He supported women's rights. He was opposed to slavery. He supported the general Republican populist political themes of the day. And he, most importantly, is two things. One, his face is on the $10,000 bill. I haven't seen one, have you? Also, and I guess they wouldn't be counterfeiting one of those. You shouldn't counterfeit to begin with. Also, he presided over the impeachment trial of Andrew Johnson. But Johnson was acquitted or was not impeached. It's really interesting because we had Richard Nixon who faced impeachment. And I think, since I can't find Nixon's tape recording on his views on ethnics and San Francisco homosexuals, we will replay. Some people asked, did Nixon really compose music? Well, here it is.
Believe me, the Republicans don't want another piano player in the White House.
Well, he criticized Harry Truman, who also played piano. But later, I guess they didn't exactly kiss and make up. But there is a photo of Nixon playing the piano for Harry Truman. Harry Truman had since retired. Among the other birthdays today, Horatio Alger Jr. Remember, he told young men, young boys, work hard and you can become rich. Horatio Alger's story. We don't hear that term anymore. A great Russian composer, very melodious music. He didn't live that long. He didn't get the full recognition in his time. Vasily Kalinnikov, very melodious music. And there's some fine, he wrote two symphonies and some other works by the time he was 35. I think he died of tuberculosis. You don't see these traveling salesmen anymore. The Fuller brush man, Alfred Fuller, his birthday. And during World War II, there was this famous piece of music called the Warsaw Concerto by Richard Adensel. And it's a kind of schmaltzy. You hear it from time to time. Here's another actor, Jeff Morrow, played in some TV. And This Is Your Life, Ralph Edwards was the MC of that. And then we had Gwen Verdon, who was in, what was that, baseball musical. And she's quite a dancer, great dancer. Charles Nelson Reilly, another actor. And then we had the guy who, when NBC, National Broadcasting Corporation, was at the top of their game, Brandon Tartikoff, born on this day. Among the deaths, excuse me, was Pietro Bruegel, the senior, the great painter. He showed those very, they're almost Rubenesque peasant paintings. He was a Bohemian or Czech origin. And my old Kentucky home, another contemporary of Lincoln and Salmon P. Chase, Stephen Foster, was born on this day. The founder of the Quakers, 1691, George Fox. One of my roommates was related to that family, but they became Roman Catholic. And his name was Lake Christopher Fox. His aunt was Catherine Drinker Bowen, great writer. His father was a U.S. Navy heart specialist. I think he was a captain. Retired now, and he was one of the heart surgeons who attended Lyndon Johnson when Lyndon had that heart attack. He didn't say anything about Lyndon being able to pull the Beagle's ears. Also, on this day, Wyatt Earp died. I think he's buried in Colma, which is the cemetery city. A suburb of San Francisco. Great British actress, Margaret Leighton, died on this day. And guy who popularized a lot of classical music, Andre Castellanos. He was born in Russia and took a lot of the Broadway themes and really schmaltzed them up. Among the deaths today, or events today, the Roman Catholic Church burned Hebrew books in Rome. In 1690, if you remember, all the great clarinet players like Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, clarinet was invented in 1690 on this date. And then the Revolutionary War in 1784 ended when Congress approved or ratified the Treaty of Paris, which ended the war between the colonies and Mother England, some mother. In 1794 also, Dr. Jesse Bennett performed the first cesarean operation and was successful and was on his wife. 1799, Eli Whitney, who also invented the cotton gin, got an order for 10,000 muskets. I didn't have time to research that further. In 1813, New York State became the first state to have a school superintendent. In 1814, which is also the war between the United States and England, the King of Denmark, who apparently controlled Norway, ceded Norway to the Kingdom of Sweden. Norway became independent, I think, around 1900. It's very interesting. The Norwegians, great composers, and Ibsen, and people like that, who were native Norwegians. In 1878, the Supreme Court of the United States, this was after Salmon P. Chase died. He died in 1873, and I think his successor, I'm not sure if it was Edward White, who was one of the Catholics who became Chief Justice, was also from Louisiana and a Confederate. In fact, just to digress, the U.S. Supreme Court has had, I think, three Roman Catholics as Chief Justice. We had Edward White, two, and this guy, John Roberts, is Roman Catholic, and also, we have four Roman Catholics who are on the U.S. Supreme Court. It's going to be very interesting how they deal with this overturning Proposition 8 and legalizing gay marriage for all Americans. In 1936, talking about Proposition 8, California's controversial proposition, which the voters in this state voted to uphold, marriage between them is between a man and a woman. And then one reason lawyers want this is because they expect divorces, probates, premarital agreements, adoption, and divorces in the works. In 1936, A.P. Giannini became the president of the Bank of America. He was the guy who started the Bank of Italy, and when the earthquake struck in 1906, he put all his money in a wagon and got out of town. And he ran the Bank of Italy until they set up the Bank of America, which was the world's biggest bank until about 10 years ago. In 1938, the National Society for the Legalization of Euthanasia was set up. And this is important. In 1963, George Corley Wallace was elected governor of Alabama. He succeeded a guy who was an Army JAG, as a matter of fact, John Patterson. And John Patterson became governor of Alabama after his father, who was attorney general, was assassinated because he tried to clean up Phoenix City, Alabama, which was exposed by Time magazine as the most corrupt city in America. That title now probably goes, I'm sorry to say, to San Francisco, California. We'll get into that another day and the reasons for this designation. George Wallace is interesting. He served in World War II. He was in the Army Air Corps. He wasn't a racist. When he first ran for public office, he was defeated, and then he decided that he was, I'm quoting him, he was never going to be out niggered again. And so when he ran, his inauguration speech, or one of his first speeches, was segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. He later ate his words while he was sitting in the wheelchair. His wife, Lurline, ran for governor, and she won. This typical, the wife stepping in. And then his son, treasurer, became a state official. Now, one of the things Wallace did, a lot of people don't know this, Alabama was probably the first state to offer tax increments and all kinds of benefits to corporations, which would set up in Alabama, and other states copied that. So these are some of the things that his segregationist stance obscured. he was quite a guy, quite a guy. In 1967, the New York Times exposed the U.S. Army for engaging in germ warfare experimentation. And in 1979, Jimmy Carter designated the Martin Luther King's birthday as a national holiday. Excuse me. Now, getting back to my friend, I think, has gotten back from the Soviet Union, and I hope to get an update on what's going on there and what's going on with this children adoption scandal, where Americans are being suckered into adopting children who have problems, which the Soviets don't tell the prospective adopted to parents. And then when these kids come over here, there are all kinds of problems that nobody knew about in advance. And also, they're so bad that there have been marriages that have broken up over the physical, and these poor kids are shuttled back to the Soviet Union. So they become pawns in this game of dumping poor children. As, and with all the wealth that the Russians are accumulating with their oil and the other deals, it's no excuse for them not being able to provide decent care for orphans and children who need it. There's a lot of still a lot of alcoholism in Russia, and mothers have been drinking a lot of vodka and other alcohol, and this affects the babies. And this is another problem that they're not telling the prospective American adoptive parents about. Now, here's a public policy question. We're, what's his name? Jamie Foxx, a black actor who's in this film Django. And it's not about Django Reinhardt, the guitar player, the great guitar player who had three fingers. And there was a Django film, I think a Western, several years ago. Well, anyway, Jamie Foxx and others are making a lot of money by starring in these films where there's a lot of gun violence, yet these, this is not my term, but was used today, these Hollywood hypocrites make a lot of money in these violent films, and then when politically opportune, they come out and start speaking against guns when, in fact, guns help make them a lot of money and a big paycheck. So maybe people who are concerned about this hypocrisy ought to boycott their films. It can happen. What's the other thing I'm going to say? we're going to try to find that Nixon tape, and we have so many. Excuse me, I've still got the this cold, and we will have a special on how women, especially poor women in HUD-subsidized housing, have been abused, women, senior center women who didn't have a political clout, have been maced, they've been harassed. One woman had a heart attack. She's a widow of a World War II veteran. Other women have been told in what we call HUD's Motel 5, where this senior citizen project in San Francisco, the crime family that ran it, was offering rooms, a room or accommodations for the night for about $5 or $10 a night. For people, travelers who didn't want to pay the $100 or more for a San Francisco hotel. This is how the scam worked. The operator of this HUD project, the Demisling House, would knock on this woman's door and say, "You've got a guest." And if the woman protested, they would be threatened with eviction or harassed and So here they have this stranger illegally forced upon them. We haven't heard of any rape or any other problems, but it's still this type of intimidation in tax-subsidized public housing. Had not been reported in what we call the downstream press or the media morons or the media malpractitioners. So we will have documentation of that on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. My voice is going, so we're going to end soon with our theme, politics and poker, and hopefully I'll be over this pretty soon.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey,
Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We got to pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the time?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up and talk and find the joker. He's a game for children. He's a game is fun.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyachinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck.
Wednesday at 4. 4 p.m. Pacific Standard. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. There will be an update on our webpage, AmicusVeritas.org, AmiCusVeritas.org. Good night.